AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The first lawsuit has been filed in connection with that deadly warehouse fire in California.
The parents of 20-year-old Michaela Gregory have filed a lawsuit blaming the owner of the Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship, the chief tenant, and others in the death of their daughter. Gregory, who was a student at San Francisco State University, died in the arms of her boyfriend. The lawsuit says Gregory was trapped on the second floor of the 10,000-square-foot building. All told, 36 people died in the December 2nd disaster. The fire broke out during a $10-a-head music performance and party. I'm Mike Rossia.
A vote in the UN Security Council condemning Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem is being roundly criticized by congressional Republicans. They're threatening consequences in the aftermath of the vote. And President-elect Trump tweeted after the vote that things will be different after January 20th. Before the vote, he had called for a U.S. veto of that resolution. As people across the country make their final Christmas and Hanukkah preparations, there are warnings about a list of churches that may be targeted by terrorists. Our Carlotta Bradley has more on how the FBI is responding.
Spokesman Andrew Ames says the Bureau knows about the recent link published online that urges attacks against U.S. churches. He says, as with similar threats, the FBI is tracking the matter and will work closely with federal, state, and local law enforcement should there be any potential threat to public safety.
In Malta, the passengers from a Libyan flight that was hijacked left the Mediterranean island today to return home. Two hijackers are to be arraigned there today. They had wanted asylum in Europe so they could create a new political party in honor of the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi. After the fugitive who was sought in the Berlin attack was shot and killed in Milan, questions have been raised about how he was able to move so easily through Europe. Italian police say he traveled from Germany through France and into Italy after Monday night's truck rampage in Berlin, and at least some of his journey was by rail. Italian officials are calling for greater cross-border police cooperation. This is AP Radio News. Minnesota Vikings players made it to their hotel in Green Bay, Wisconsin, but it took them a while to get there. Their plane skidded off the end of a runway in the snow in Appleton, Wisconsin. They were stuck on board because they were too far from the terminal to get off the plane through a jetway.
This aircraft is approximately 200 yards away from our airport terminal. We do have boarding bridges to deplane aircraft this size. We do have aircraft that land here of this size, but this aircraft, as I said, is 200 feet away from our airport terminal.
That's airport spokesman Abe Weber on KMSP. It took several hours before the team could get off that plane. Actress Carrie Fisher is recovering after suffering a medical emergency on a flight. Her brother says she was in ICU, but he would not go into any detail about her condition or what kind of emergency had sent her to the hospital. Tens of thousands of kids will have just one question Saturday: when's Santa coming? As has been the case in the past, they can track Santa's movements with the help of NORAD. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.